It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
It's officially spring, and it's a good time to start thinking about raised beds. Can you tell us more about what kinds of materials to use and some pros and cons of raised beds?
Sure, Mary. You know, you can make raised beds out of almost anything, stones and brick and metal, but most people use wood. And I want to talk a little bit about building a wooden raised bed, because that's a great thing to do right now. The first thing you want to do is get the most rot-resistant woods possible. Cedar's a good one. It's a little expensive, but it can last up to 10 years in your garden. We use hemlock and spruce, which will last a little bit less than that, but it's much more cost-effective. Also, you want to get 2-inch diameter boards. That'll be thickness of the board so that these beds will last a long time. If you're going to be building them up, you want to build them about 10 to 12 inches tall, 3 to 4 feet wide, and no more than 8 feet long. Even if it's 8 feet long, you might want to put a bracing board halfway down there so that the boards don't bow over time. Now, once you have your bed all kind of set up, there's often issues and problems that happen with them. One of them is that the corners will rot out. I find that that's a weak area. You can use metal raised bed corners. They work really well on 1- and 2-inch diameter wood. So you can put them there and then remove the boards when you have to and reuse them for your new boards that you put in. Now, you also can have problems like Ursula, who wrote to us about mice and voles in her raised bed eating her beets. A good way to prevent that, Ursula, is to put some hardware cloth underneath your raised bed when you're building it and secure it all the way around the edge. And that way, the mice and voles can't tunnel in underneath. To prevent them from crawling over the top, make a bigger raised bed, 2 to 3 feet tall. In fact, that's a nice thing to do if you have troubles with your back and your knees. That way you don't have to bend over so much and work in that garden. Now, if you have a lot of weeds, one thing you can do, of course, is start all over using my no-dig method I've talked about. You can put cardboard or landscape fabric down under the bed, and that'll stop those weeds, or build a real tall bed or one on stilts, those elevated raised beds you might have seen. Those are good ways to keep the weeds out of your garden. So there's lots of different ways to make a successful raised bed.
Well, here is another raised bed question from Edie in West Marlboro. Edie says, I've planted raised beds and I've always planted my seedling tomatoes in rows. Can you explain more in detail how to change that method?
Well, what I do, Edie, with my tomatoes is I plant them in a zigzag pattern. That way I use every inch of that raised bed possible. So by doing a zigzag pattern, I'm keeping them 2 to 3 feet apart, like we need to do. But I'm also leaving space in between to plant all kinds of other things, greens and radishes and stuff like that. So try that pattern and see if you can squeeze in a few extra tomatoes.
Kim in South Burlington asks, I'm wondering how to do succession planting in a raised bed. Her bed is 6x3 and divided into 18 squares. And Kim says, do I plant one square of spinach and then harvest it and plant more in the same square? Or do I plant the spinach seeds in another square? How can you help out, Kim?
So, Kim, yeah, you could do a succession planting. So, for example, you can start with that square of spinach and is a cool season crop. Once that's done, you can put beans in there as a nice warm season crop, bush beans. And then once they're done in the fall, you can come back with another cool season crop like kale. That way you're getting three crops from each one of those squares. You're putting in plants that are similar size, similar growth characteristics. Another way to approach it, of course, is to stagger them. So you can do spinach a couple times, and then when it gets too hot, you stop doing spinach, and maybe you do some summer lettuces a couple times, and then come back to the spinach in the fall. So there's a number of different ways using cool season and warm season crops to extend that harvest in each one of those squares.
And one last one from Carol in Middlebury. Carol says, I've got a 3x8 raised bed in which I raise tomatoes, lettuce, cukes, peppers, beets, cabbage. She says, I always plant my tomatoes in the eastmost row so that when the sun comes around from south to west, everything gets a lot of sun. My raised bed is high enough for me to sit on the edge, so I plant my cukes along the westmost edge and train those vines so that they hang over the edge of the bed. This seems to work well, but it doesn't leave me much room for crop rotation.
Yeah, that can be an issue if you only have one raised bed, is that everything you're planting in there fits nicely, and how can you possibly rotate the crops? And you really can't, to be honest with you. If you have issues that pop up because of the cucumbers in the same spot every year or tomatoes, you might want to give them a little bit of a break by maybe planting some of those cucumbers or smaller tomatoes in containers and giving the soil a little bit of a break for a year or two from them and having them in a different spot and then come back to them. But if you have a healthy, fertile soil, you're adding compost every year, you may not have to even do that. It really all depends on how they perform.
Great. Send questions for Charlie to All Things Gardening. Just go to vpr.org. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And next week, we'll be talking about pruning. So send us your pruning questions, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.